Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Bengal Tiger Recruiting Podcast. Lundy just joined the podcast there, jumping on the couch there with Shay Dixon. I'm Billy Embody. Another breaking news edition of the podcast. This time, it deals with quarterbacks. LSU has landed its 2024 quarterback commit, Colin Hurley, out of the state of Florida. He's going to reclassify from the class of 2025 to 2024. He plays for Trinity Christian in Jacksonville. This is a guy that the On3 consensus has as the number 23 overall prospect and number two quarterback in the class of 2025. We'll see where he ranks as a 2024. On3 had him on their 2025 watch list, which means he picked up a four-star rating. Shay, Joe Sloan didn't take long to figure out the quarterback situation in 2024 and make a big move here.
No, we told everybody patience a week ago, less than a week ago, when Julian Sayin was kind of winding down his recruitment, Billy. LSU had led, and he's a 2024 quarterback. LSU had led the way. Ultimately, he picks Bama. We told everyone, look, they did not put all their eggs into one basket. They've been recruiting multiple guys, and then they got this done. A lot of the work was done this week in terms of making sure Colin could reclassify from 25 into the 24 class. They got the green light on that. Everything is good to go. He's officially a 2024 recruit now and officially committed to LSU. And this is massive news, Billy. Like you said, On3 consensus has him as the number two quarterback. We'll see where he's then ranked into the current class. But again, he's still got another year of high school football in front of him. So a lot of time for rankings to shuffle and all of that. If I'm an LSU fan, I'm thrilled. This is a multi-time state champ at a really good school in, like, at Trinity in Florida. If people aren't familiar, it's where Kevin Tolliver went back in the day, but a very good school. I would also say that he's the type, Billy, that is going to be very vocal with trying to get other kids to join him in Baton Rouge. This is the first big out-of-state, obviously, quarterback domino that Brian Kelly's had fall for him. Joe Sloan, Mike Denbrock, they locked up Ricky Collins in state here in Baton Rouge for the 23 class. Now you got Colin Hurley on board for 24. So, Billy, how does this sound? This sounds stable to me at the moment. Jaden Daniels is your starter. Nussmeier is your redshirt freshman. Walker Howard is your true freshman who's taken a redshirt. You're about to bring Ricky Collins to campus. And then a year from then, you'll bring a guy like Colin Hurley to campus. That's in the days of the NIL and transfer portal and all that, that's about as good of a run as you can get.
Yeah, and stability at the quarterback position is really, you know, key long-term. I mean, and that's something that over the last really two staffs, LSU's kind of built up now. And Joe Sloan and Brian Kelly and them are all building off of that. And look, Colin Hurley kind of dating back to the summer, little not behind the scenes, but just some more info for you guys. He came to LSU camp and, in my opinion, was the best passer and best pure kind of arm talent that came through Baton Rouge. And guys like Jake Merklinger, Isaac Wilson, you know, those guys were on campus at various times. And there's others I'm forgetting as well. But Colin just stood out. And look, I mean, he's physically probably – He'll tone up and all those things, but he's about as developed as I think he's probably going to get. I don't think you're going to see him hit a growth spurt or anything like that. But that arm talent's tough to beat, and that's, you know, what it's all about. And I think he's going to have, you know, a jump in competition, no doubt, going from Trinity Christian to an LSU. But he's also been a multi-year starter, multi-year state champion, like you said, Shay, and he's still got another year of high school football to play. So this is a really good pickup for Joe Sloan. I like it. He's been offered by schools across the country. He's taken plenty of visits. It's not like he's doing this on a whim. This has been kind of in the works and something they've been exploring for a while. So LSU gets somebody with great arm talent and someone who's played a lot of football and is going to be a leader in this class. So I think this is a huge pickup for the class of 2024. And now, a class that was ranked number nine in the country can probably move up well inside the top five now.
I it's so early too, Billy, for 2024. That class has a long way to go. Obviously, we're still seeing 2023 with 24 commits. They're still shuffling in the rankings as a top five class right now for LSU. And you mentioned, I bet he does. Look, this is a kid too. It's not like he's skipping his senior year or whatever, and now he's back in the right grade. He's young for his age. He's 15 right now. And check it out on the site. We have a ton of interviews with his trainers, his coaches, everyone who's around him. And they say, look, for a kid who's of this age, he's about as advanced mentally as you can be. I mean, he's ready to make this transition. So next year will be his final year of high school. Then he'll enroll at LSU. They're 9-0 right now. He could be a three-time state champion. If they win again, could be a four-time state champion, really, if he goes back-to-back these next 2 years. But coming off back-to-back state titles, All-State in Florida, first-team guy, really everywhere he's gone, he's kind of stolen the show. I mean, the All-American Bowl did their junior stuff or underclassmen stuff. He was named the top quarterback. So this kid is, I think, the real deal. Also, and this is a kid that's, you mentioned kind of physically being ready. He's what, 6 foot, maybe pushing 6'1", and he's deadlifting. I mean, you see what he tweets out. He's deadlifting 550 pounds as a 10th grader at 15. I mean, so he could be playing linebacker at a lot of schools. And but when you put on the film and you see his arm, it pops. I mean, he's got, as you noted, they had a lot of quarterbacks at LSU summer camp. And even Charles Power, the director of rankings at On3, was there and said that he had the best arm talent of anyone that was at LSU's camp. So a massive commitment. We'll have so much more on this. But I think for me, Billy, it also shows this staff has a good plan in place. They did not put all their eggs into one basket, and they were able to do a reclassification. It seems to me that behind the scenes, they've got a good pulse on everything that's going on. Nothing's really catching them by surprise. And that's kind of what you want out of your coaching staff when it comes to recruiting.
Yeah, I like LSU being able to jump on Colin Hurley and get this thing done. I mean, it's important, you know, to get your quarterback in the class, and that's what they're able to do here. He's coming in for the LSU-Alabama game, a part of a huge visitor list. Wanted to get it out of the way on Friday, not save it till Sunday or not save it till Saturday. So keep building off of that momentum from DJ Chester announcing on Thursday for the Tigers. And it is shaping up to be a huge weekend in Baton Rouge. So look, this is just kind of the beginning, or I guess, you know, DJ Chester, Colin Hurley, it's we're right in the middle now of the weekend. We'll get reactions from these guys that are hitting campus on Saturday and throughout the weekend as they spend time with the staff. Ryan Yates, LSU four-star defensive back commit, is coming in for his official visit. We touched on that earlier this week. Last night I was out watching Kyle Parker, four-star wide receiver, play on his senior night. He's coming in for the game. He had two touchdowns, including one really long one. So it's shaping up to be a huge weekend on the site, Shay. People should subscribe for $1 for a year and get that free Founders Club hat that I just showed you guys on the video recording. And once you guys subscribe, look for a thread on the message board that says claim your Bengal Tiger Founders Club hat. If you can't find it, we'll bump it for you, and I'm sure we'll do that Saturday morning and Sunday morning as well, for people to quickly order those hats and get them in the mail.
Yep, I absolutely get a lot of people around town have been telling me they got their hats in. So yes, big weekend. Look, it's already been a big week. DJ Chester to now a commitment like Colin Hurley, that's about as big as it gets. Now bleeding into a weekend where you've got Bama coming to town, top 10 matchup. We've got the entire visitor list on 3 on the Bengal Tiger. We'll be updating that again today. But Desmond Ricks, Javian Toviano, Colin Hurley, DJ Chester, all of these guys will be there. All the commitments, Shelton Sampson, all those guys, most of the commitments, I should say, will be in attendance. So no doubt about it, the biggest visitor weekend of the year for LSU, and not a surprise. This one, Billy, I think could go a long way in towards building some momentum to close out here by December.
And kind of one last thing, the news dropped Thursday night that Desmond Ricks is in fact going to announce during the early signing period, December 23rd. He's going to enroll early. Alabama, Florida, and LSU are his three finalists. You got a quick reaction on that before we sign off here, because, you know, Chad Simmons posted an update for Bengal Tiger subscribers. Check it out. Again, just $1 for a year. But this one now has a ending point and a light at the end of the tunnel in sight.
Yeah, that was the big thing everybody was waiting for. We had heard behind the scenes, like, hey, look, teams are kind of hoping he signs in December or pushing for that or kind of lining things up to put him in a position to sign in December. But until you hear it from Desmond Ricks's mouth, you don't know what's going on. And he went out and said it. So LSU getting that last official visit and then him going into a dead period and announcing the next week, it's not a bad thing. I think that bodes very well for LSU. I would also say, Billy, that with him coming in this weekend, he will have visited LSU as much as any other school in terms of their campus during the 2022 calendar year. So there's no reason not to make the argument LSU is the team to beat. Now, Bama's in there. Florida's in there, and Florida's probably a bit hungry for a cornerback after missing out on Cormani McClain with a big shocking news kind of twist of him going to Miami. So for me, too early to call, just because I know that three official visits coming to those three schools with about a month and a half left, and he just reclassified into the current class, and now he's wanting to enroll early. So the whole time frame got crunched right into a very small window. And I just think that kind of creates a vacuum for maybe some wild things to happen. But right now, I like where LSU stands.
Yeah, I mean, look, to get that last official visit, key, important, nice to have the last FaceTime with the prospect. And this will be a good test for the, you know, last official visit crowd, you know, because LSU this cycle has really had mixed results on that. Some of it's paid off. Others, they've not had the last official visit. A lot of the defensive line class was not the last official visit, for example. But look, this is a recruitment that I firmly believe is not really going to start until the last 36 hours or so before he announces his college decision. So take that for what you will. LSU's going to have to close this one out. They've done all the right things leading up. We'll see if they can do that. Competition's going to be stiff for a five-star cornerback. So we'll keep monitoring that one. That one's going to have all the intrigue. He will be in Baton Rouge this weekend, but wanted to touch on that as another big piece of recruiting news that dropped. But it's time to close this one out. Shea Dixon's got to record that preview pod with Matthew Brune. So check that one out on the Bengal Tiger YouTube, dropping probably shortly after this drops on the YouTube page. So lots of stuff for you guys to get to. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Bengal Tiger Recruiting Podcast. LSU Alabama Saturday night, 6 p.m. on ESPN Inside Tiger Stadium, a top 10 matchup. Don't miss out on all the scoop on recruiting news. Subscribe to the Bengal Tiger for just a dollar and get a whole year. So that'll take you all the way to the next year's Bama game. So there you go. Two for one kind of in that respect. So for Shea Dixon, I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Bengal Tiger Recruiting Podcast. We will catch you guys next week with another edition. So have a good weekend and enjoy the game.